know, I think you remember, we were talking about renewing the mind. You guys remember back a couple weeks? Yeah, it's been a while since we were here. We've been talking about renewing the mind, and we now understand what a renewed mind looks like. And so we covered that to great length. And as a matter of fact, if you guys would like to get copies of the whole series, Darlene will have those soon. But the question I think we have is why do we need our mind renewed? Right? Let's go back to the reason why we actually studied that in the first place, and that is so that we understand the will of God. That's what the scripture says. It's like we're transformed by the renewing of our minds so that we'll know what God's will is. As a matter of fact, scripture says this: do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve of what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And that's Romans 12:2. And so that's a pretty powerful scripture. We've been here for a little while, and I want to stay here for just one more week to talk about this whole concept of not conforming. If you look at the scripture, there are two things we need to pay attention to. One is that we need to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, and the other side is that we need to not conform to the pattern of the world. And I think oftentimes when we read this, we think about the pattern of the world, we think, oh yeah, we're not supposed to act like non-Christians, right? We're not supposed to say the things they say, do the things that they do. And so sometimes we kind of dumb it down into a nice, clean little package and say, I got it, I understand. But when we think of conforming, usually that's a good thing, right? Isn't it good to conform to some things in life? I mean, we conform to laws, we conform to rules, we conform to policies and procedures at work. We even conform to traditions. But spiritually speaking, conformity is not relational. And that's what I want to talk about today. You see, there's nothing relational about our relationship with God when it's all about satisfying a set of rules, following policies and procedures, or fitting into a certain mold or looking a certain way. You know, for the longest time, that's what Christianity was to me. That's how it was presented to me as a child, and that's how I understood it to be. There are a lot of people in this community who still see it that way, that you just need to quit cussing, right? And then everything's going to be okay, right? I mean, we laugh about that because we know how silly that is, right? But people believe that. If you could just quit doing the stuff you've been doing, everything's going to be fine. If you can quit saying stuff about other people, then you got it, right? If you can quit doing all these things that non-Christians do, then everything's going to be okay, and it's about satisfying a set of rules, but there's something that's not relational about that. You see, these create people who look kind of Christian-y, but like who don't necessarily know Christ. And more than anything, we want people to know Christ. We don't expect them to be perfect, but you need to know Christ. And as you know Christ and you build a relationship with him, the things that have caused you issues all your life begin to fall away. Isn't that how it works? So we talk about relationship. We don't talk about just the right behavior. Because I don't want people to look like Christians. I want them to be Christians, right? This is why Paul talks about being transformed by the renewing of your mind when it comes to what we should do. You see, he talks about like being a Christian is about transformation. It's not just about conforming. And so it's important for us to understand that. No longer conforming to the pattern of the world when it comes to the things that we shouldn't do is what he was talking about here. He said, I don't want you to conform to the pattern anymore, but we need to understand what that means because there are a lot of patterns in this world that we need to talk about. You know, the word conform actually means that you're trying to like fit a certain form or pattern, or you're acting unquestionably in accordance with traditional customs or prevailing standards, and so they're somehow fitting into this mold. And I can tell you, for the longest time as a Christian, I just tried to fit into a mold. I mean, like, show me what a good Christian looks like, and I'll go do that. And I'm thinking, you know, for a long time that was it. That's why I never really had a relationship with God, you know? Sorry, I don't want to say things I don't mean, so I'm going to, like, do this so my lips don't stick together. But here's the thing. It's like I don't want to get to this place where I somehow just fit this perfect mold of what a Christian is supposed to look like and then not know Christ and have a relationship with him. And so really, when we sit and talk here as a family, we're going to be talking about things that build a relationship, not just about behaviors that somehow fit some sort of form that you've been told Christians look like. You know, the pattern of this world that he talked about not conforming to has many forms. Imagine it like a mold that's waiting to be filled. I can tell you that in this world, there are a lot of molds that are filled all the time. As a matter of fact, when certain things happen in this world, the world acts this way, right? These are certain things that he says, I want you to conform to it. For instance, every time you have a problem, there is a worry mold waiting to be filled. Do you know that? Anybody know that? We're going to play with Play-Doh today. How about that? Okay, so problem, right? We take ourselves and we fit right into the mold of it and become worry warts. Anybody worry about anything before? Or is it like just me once in a while, you know? And so there's always a worry mold waiting to be filled. Do you know that? That's the pattern of the world. There's a mold to be filled. So the pattern of the world is that every problem leads to worry. That's what the world does with problems, right? Okay, every disagreement has an anger mold. Do you know that? Because if you're the one who doesn't get what they want in this little conversation that we have, right, then usually anger follows, and that's what the world says. When you don't get what you want and there's a disagreement, you're also going to be angry, and that's part of the deal, and we fit right into it. Anybody ever fit into that before? Okay, well, I read Facebook. I know you do, okay? All right. So that was just like one of those rhetorical questions, right? Every offense, do you know, has an unforgiveness mold waiting to be filled. Do you know that? Every offense. How many of you have ever fallen into offense where you feel like, you know, there's unforgiveness in your heart because of something that somebody did to you? I can tell you, this has been one of my issues in life, I'll be honest with you. And we fit right into the mold. And you know, every difficult decision that we have to face as a human, there's a human wisdom mold waiting to be filled. And there are so many times that we sit and rack our brain on what we're supposed to do when we're just supposed to go to Christ. And I see this all the time. As a matter of fact, I see it in my life every once in a while, and I think, you know, Lord, I just want to go to you when I have an issue. But there are times that when I have a decision I need to make, I rack my head and I just start thinking, what do I really need to do here? And I can tell you, I fit the mold well at times. I don't know about you. But we find ourselves kind of fitting these molds in life. The pattern of this world is that every decision that we make with human wisdom, for instance, is an example of how we just fit just what the world does. And you know, the world's looking for a Christian that actually doesn't just fit the mold anymore. Do you know what I mean? But we do it all the time. We do it in the things we say. We do it in the things that we, in the way we behave. The world we live in is littered with molds that are waiting to be filled. Yet we as Christians have been called not to be mold fillers, but to rather be molded by God. Isn't that the whole process of life? Like with every decision that you make and with every problem that you experience and with everything in your life that causes you to go to a mold, that God says, I want to mold you into who I want you to be in that process. And so I don't want you to fit the mold of the world. I don't want you to conform to the pattern of the world. You know, our lives are like this Play-Doh. Our lives were given to us to allow God to shape us. Do you know that? Like not the world to shape us, but we so often fit the mold of the world so much that God has a hard time shaping our hearts and shaping us who he wants us to be. And you know, the shaping process happens through some of the most difficult times in life. But as we go through difficult times in life, we find ourselves pressing ourselves into the mold of the world over and over and over, don't we? I mean, we've got like 3 people who agreed with me just now, right? I mean, look, I mean, I see it. I see it in myself. I see it in y'all. I see it like just, wow, I said y'all. How about that? I'm turning southern. After 8 years, it finally came out. Okay. Anyway. Oh, that's funny stuff. I don't care who you are right there. It just rolled off the tongue, finally. Wow. Okay, anyway. You know, here's the thing. We're not supposed to take the gift of life and then somehow confine it to a mold. Do you know that? We are never meant to fill these molds, yet we take our lives and we pack them into these things over and over and over, and it just shuts us down. You know, a God-given life trapped in a worldly mold is frustrated and never fulfills its purpose as part of the family of God. Do you know that? So many times we're so packed into these molds with our life that it gets to a place where we don't even know what God wants anymore. We're not where we need to be. We don't know what to do, but we're constantly packing ourselves into the mold of this world because that's what the world says we ought to do. We were never created to be trapped. Do you know that? And I'll tell you, that's a picture of being trapped right there. And I know that all of us at some point or another have been trapped in these molds before. We've been there. We have a problem come up and we worry ourselves to death. Anybody ever worried yourself out of a problem before? No. I never have, but I've packed myself into the mold of worry before. I mean, how many of you have found yourself trying to fit into a worldly mold, and you know you're not supposed to, but it's the thing everybody does. Everybody's doing it. It's all the rage, right? I mean, like, fit the mold, right? But we were never meant to be deformed like that. We were never meant to be limited, and we were never meant to be confined. And the world says this is like freedom, right? And I can tell you, you know, when you're free to worry, you're actually confined to worry. That's a scary thing, huh? The thing the world calls freedom is actually bondage. That's a crazy thought, isn't it? And then they think they're taking the world by the horns and they're doing whatever they want to do. And I can tell you they're not. They're actually packing themselves in things like this so they have no freedom left. We were created to be free from the limitations and confines of this world. Do you know that? We were never meant to be confined by these things. So when problems arise, you know what the cool thing is? I'm not confined to worry anymore. You know that? I'm not confined to this anymore. I can actually give this to the Lord. What a cool thought. I'm totally free. I'm not in there anymore. And you know when disagreements happen? You know what? I'm not confined to anger anymore. I can actually just love people where they're at. What a cool thing. We can actually disagree and I can still love people. So now I'm free of that. I'm no longer confined there either. You know, when I'm offended, I'm not confined to unforgiveness anymore. I'm free to forgive and move on. Anybody excited about that? Yeah. And you know, when I have a difficult decision to make, I'm not confined to my own wisdom, thank the Lord, right? I found my own wisdom doesn't carry me very far. I don't know about you guys. Maybe you're just super wise people and it works for you. But I'm not confined to my own wisdom anymore. I can actually go to the Word and God can begin to speak to me. And I can tell you, in every case where I've ever needed wisdom in my life and I've gone to the Lord, He delivers. And He delivers big. Do you know that? We are free. Yet often we confine ourselves to the molds of unforgiveness and anger and resentment and brokenness and everything else, and the list goes on. As a matter of fact, the list almost seems infinite. I don't know where you're at today. I don't know what you've been dealing with. I don't know what mold you've packed yourself into. I don't know what you're dealing with in your life, but God knows. You know, I don't want to be in a place where we confine ourselves to the issues of life and confine ourselves to human behavior that we see everybody doing. Why not just read the Word and get it in you and decide that everything that you have and everything that you go through goes before the Lord and you stay free of all that? Wouldn't that be a cool place to be? And you know what some people say? I prayed and the Lord never answered. Can you wait? You know what I mean? Because waiting's way better than packing yourself into those little molds, right? Waiting's always better. And some people say, you know, I prayed for years and God's not answering these things. And you know, in the process, instead of you complaining about not getting what you want, you could actually be building a relationship with God in the moment. Do you know that? Is that with every day you become more and more dependent upon Him because you realize you're not going to get there any other way. We don't need to confine ourselves any longer. You know, we often read the scripture that says no longer conform to the pattern of this world. And it kind of goes in one ear out the other because we think, oh yeah, we're just not going to do that anymore. But conforming to this world is actually a spiritual virus that seems to infect us regularly. Do you know that? And it's not just in the form of worry, it's in the form of lots of things. But I think it's a pretty widespread issue, isn't it? Or is it just me? Like, there are things that happen in my life, and for just a moment in time, it's like I want to take it on myself. I want to worry. I want to be bothered by it. I want to fret over it. I want to take it in my hands and work through it. And then I realize after I go just a little while, Lord, I'm never going to get this, am I? Like, I'm just going to go to You with it. And, you know, I've become better at that over time. But I can tell you, this is the human issue for us, isn't it? And this is like a global issue. This is everybody in this place today. I don't think there's anybody here who says, oh, you know, when something happens and in my life and no matter how tragic it is, it's like, you know what, I just give it to God and I just walk away skipping and whistling, you know. I don't think we all do that. I think there are always these moments, and I don't know what your pressure point is, but there's a place where people get pushed to. And some people go, well, I dealt with this and I dealt with that. It was no problem. God had it and everything else. Well, wait till something happens to your child and then let's talk. Let's wait till something happens to your marriage and let's talk about that. Let's wait till someone who's very important to you passes away or is facing death and then let's talk about that. Because I can tell you, everyone has a breaking point. A point where you'll take things in your own hands, you'll pack yourself into the mold at the most inopportune time. And instead of processing the way you should be in the most painful time of your life, you pack yourself into a mold and you're stuck. There are a lot of people who get stuck in life. They get stuck in tragic moments in their life because they pack into a mold during that time where they needed ministry more than any other thing, and they didn't let God into that place, and they get stuck. You know, we live in a world that's filled with molds waiting to be filled, and everyone's filling them. And the challenge for us is that we're just this lump of clay that can either be shaped by God or we can use it to fill a mold. But it's really it's for us to figure out, right? What do you want to do? Do you want to be shaped by God, or do you want the world to shape you as you pack yourself into the issues of life? I tell you, we do it all the time. Yet God says, more than anything, I want to shape you, and I want to make you into the person I've called you to be. Does anybody want that today? Because I can tell you the issues keep on coming, right? It's just this world is broken and things happen. But I can tell you, in everything, we have a choice to be shaped or to pack ourselves into one of the molds of life. And it's up to us. So what will we decide to do with the clay that we've been given called our life? We need to allow ourselves to be shaped and transformed by the Word of God. That's it. So then God takes all these things together that we are. As colorful as we are, and there are some colorful people out there, let me tell you that. He packs them all together, right? And he begins to shape us in who he wants us to be. And I can tell you, this process here is not always the most comfortable process, because it's really a refining process. It's a refining process that when you go through disappointments in life, you know, when you wanted to go to this certain college and you didn't get in, or if, like for me, I wanted to go into the military and they didn't need me at the time. It's like it begins to take away a little bit of the things that I was trying to handle on my own. You know, God's shaping me into who he wants me to be. Are we okay with that shaping process, or do we want to continue to push ourselves into the molds of life? Because I can tell you, during the most difficult, most disappointing moments of my life, and I've had a lot of them, I packed myself into some molds that caused me anguish for years. I packed myself into disappointment, and you know some of the stories I told myself? Is that God doesn't really care about me. You know, it's like he does this stuff for everybody else, but he didn't do it for me. You know, it's like I went through school, I have the degree, I have everything I needed to do, and then they won't take me. Lord, why won't you open the door? I see the door get opened for everybody else, why not me? And in that process, God says, I'm shaping you and I'm preparing you for a place that you don't know about. I'm preparing you for a ministry that I have for your life, and it's not in the military for you. And I couldn't wrap my head around that, you know? For me, it was a really painful thing. And you know, as I began to build a relationship with God in my brokenness, and I can tell you, in your brokenness is where you'll do it. As I began to build a relationship, he began to speak and he said, you know, that door you wanted open would have been devastating to you, and it would have completely taken you somewhere else than where I would have had you go. And he's reminded me since I've been here, you never would have set foot in Virginia if you had gone the route you wanted to go. You never would be ministering to anyone. You would still be in the same brokenness you've always been. And then he continues to refine me daily and continues to show me that even though I'm a pastor of a church, that he's still refining me and working things out in me every day. And the same mistakes and things that we talk about and the things I preach about, I'm preaching to myself every time I stand up here. And it's like the most humbling thing in the whole world. And I know that some people, you know, that begins to be a place of almost like pride for them. And I can tell you it'll never be for me. And the reason is because every time I preach a sermon, I almost feel bad because I'm learning with you. But you know, isn't that the whole idea? Amen. We're actually in this thing together. It's not about being the leader who knows everything, trying to teach everybody else what's going on. We're actually doing this thing together and we're learning together. So these are the things that God shows us. And as he shows us these things, we take them seriously, because when God speaks through a message that he gave, he's speaking to me and he's speaking to you. This is a message for us today, right? I don't know about you, but I don't want to pack myself into any more molds in this world. I'm tired of it. I want to allow God to shape me. I want him to take me as colorful as I am. I want him to take me and change me into the man he wants me to be. And that's the very thing I want for you too. I want him to make a beautiful masterpiece out of your life. But it'll never happen if you continue to conform to the pattern of the world. So when we read this message, do you understand the gravity of this message here? It's one little passage. It's one verse. It's one word, conform, that we've read many, many times. But are we able to grab the revelation that's in this passage today? So what do we do with this, right? We get real before God today and we say, you know, God, I've packed myself into a lot of molds. As a matter of fact, some of you might be packed into one right now that you've been in for a while. But I want you to know today you can let that stuff go and you can actually take yourself out of that mold and say, God, I want you to shape me. I don't want to be shaped by the world anymore. Can we just bow our heads and close our eyes for a moment? There may be some of you today that as I'm speaking this message to you, say, I know exactly what you're talking about and I know what mold I'm in. And if that's where you're at today, I just really want to pray for you today. What I'd like to do is have the prayer team come forward, if you would. There may be some of you today that say, I want to talk to someone about this. I want to tell them about where I've been. But today I want to be free. If that's where you're at today, then instead of praying for you as a whole here today, I want to invite you to come forward and actually pray with someone today. We have multiple prayer team members here in the front. If there's a mold you've been stuck in for a while and you say, you know what, I'm done with it. I don't want to go there anymore. I'm done with it, and I want to see God shape my life once and for all. If that's where you're at, I want to invite you to come forward and pray with one of our prayer team today. The altar is open this morning. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Can we bow our heads and close our eyes for just a moment? There may be someone in this place today who says, I've never accepted Jesus into my heart, but I'm ready to make that decision today. I want you to know God has a great plan for your life. And his plan includes Jesus Christ, the one who paid the price for your sin on the cross and who was resurrected and who brings life to you today. If this is where you're at today and you say, I'm ready to accept Christ and see what God can do with my life, if that's where you're at, I just want to invite you to lift your hand, if you would, where you're sitting, and I want to pray for you where you're at today. Is there anyone here today ready to make that decision? Praise you, Jesus. If this is where you're at today, I just want to lead you in this prayer. Father God, I come before you today. I accept your Son, Jesus, into my heart. Father, I'm sorry for the way that I've lived my life. But today, I accept your Son into my heart, and I ask that you change me from the inside out. Lord, help me to walk out the life you've called me to live. Help me to be the person you've called me to be. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for what you've done in my life today. I pray this today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Can we thank the Lord for what he's doing here today? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. What I'd like to do is continue our time, our prayer time here at the altar. So I'd like to pray, and if as we kind of disperse today, if you can kind of keep it quiet in here today as we have prayer time. Father, I thank you for each and every person who's come to this place today. I thank you for the work that you're doing in our hearts. I thank you for opening up your scriptures, Lord, and speaking to our hearts through your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that as we leave this place today, that your blessings flow over each and every family here today. Lord, I pray you give us opportunities to share your love and your mercy and your grace with those who don't know you. Lord, I pray that you help us to be a picture of who you are. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for all that you're doing in our church and our lives. And I pray that you go with us today and keep us safe as we go home. Lord, help us to have just an awesome week. Lord, we love you and praise you and thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Have a wonderful week. The altar is open if you'd like prayer today.